Slavery, it's not just part of the past. 150 years after the Emancipation Proclamation, slavery still exists in the form of coercing people into sexual servitude or industrial or agricultural work with little or no pay. North Carolina ranks 10th in the nation for its trafficking numbers. Nonprofits in eastern North Carolina are trying to prevent these abuses from happening by raising awareness and calling on state legislators for stricter laws. Restore One, an organization based in Greenville, is specifically helping teenage boys ages 12 to 17 by providing a safe place where they can receive long-term restoration. Executive Director and founder of Restore One, Anna Smith, says Wilmington, Greenville, and Jacksonville are major hubs for trafficking in the eastern part of the state.
Because we have a beautiful coastline, we attract people from all over the nation and also from all over the world. It's a huge tourist attraction. And unfortunately, when we have a large tourist population coming into our state, sometimes they come with the intent to buy sex.
In addition to tourism, Smith says labor trafficking among the agricultural community is another problem here. Major thoroughfares such as I-85, US 64, and Highway 70 are used to transport victims throughout North Carolina. In sex trafficking, victims are controlled by a third party that could be a family member, a predator, or someone posing as a friend that is absorbing the profit. Sarah Tellis is the executive director of the Pearl Ministry in New Bern, a nonprofit working to prevent human trafficking and restoring victims. Tellis shares the story of a teenaged New Bern girl that almost fell prey to a trafficker's deceptive methods last fall.
This young girl posted pictures on social media websites that made her very vulnerable. She was actually approached by a man on the internet that appeared to want to become her boyfriend, which is very common. That's very typical about what happens. And we were able to actually intercede on this case and give some education to the adults that were interacting with her. And this girl actually got away from her trafficker, and he was made to leave the area.
A common misconception is that trafficking only involves young girls. However, a growing number of young males in Greenville are not only involved in sex trafficking, but sexual exploitation.
Boys are often tagged on to the end of a sentence, the end of a study, or the end of a lecture saying, oh, it happens to boys too.
It's hard to put a number on exactly how many boys it affects because their minor status. But last September, a former Boy Scout leader from Greenville was arrested and sentenced to 6 months in prison for two counts of third-degree sexual exploitation of a minor. Also last year, a Bertie County man was charged with 50 counts of sexual exploitation of minors after his child pornography stash was discovered. Smith says sexual exploitation takes on many different faces.
Say if you have a child who comes home from school and their family does not have the means to provide them with food for dinner. And so they have a man or a woman meet them in their community and say, if you give me some sort of sexual favor, I will buy you dinner. Now that's sexual exploitation.
It's a common problem not only in Greenville, but the entire country. Smith says an estimated 300,000 youth are sexually exploited every day in the United States.
And so what we found is these boys are resulting to sexual exploitation to meet their needs. And so we're seeing a growing number of boys going into the sex trade because of starting from those very reasons.
When a female is rescued from sex trafficking, there are a number of organizations that can offer rehabilitation. However, there's no place yet for male victims.
I read a study not too long ago, and it spoke of a sting operation that rescued boys and girls who are sex trafficked in America. And there were 6 boys rescued. There was a statement that said there were no services available for these boys. There was no shelter placement for them. And they did not know what happened to the boys after the sting.
Restore One in Greenville is hoping to change that by opening Anchor House, the nation's first long-term restorative home for adolescent boys.
And so what we'll do is we'll provide everything that a boy would need. Counseling, we'll provide the education, life skills training, recreation. And so our hope is our shelter will be the first of many for boys.
Smith says it's likely male human trafficking victims from other states would receive care at Anchor House. Next month, Restore One will launch its Give for One campaign that will raise money to buy a facility in Greenville that will house boys. The organization is also in the process of lining up counselors and other staff members that will work with the boys when they arrive.
And when they exit, it is our job to make sure that they are placed in a safe and stable environment that will continue to grow and foster the skills they have learned, the skills they have recovered while in our program.
The Anchor House isn't set to open until 2014, but Smith says they will continue to raise awareness about the issue of human trafficking. Restore One and Pearl Ministry held a prayer vigil in Raleigh on Wednesday, advocating a bill working its way through the House that would require convicted sex traffickers to register with the Sex Offender Registry. It passed the Senate with a vote of 50-0 earlier this month. On April 29th, both organizations will present to the General Assembly an appeal to continue to address the issue of human trafficking in North Carolina. Director of Pearl Ministry, Sarah Tellis.
And we're hoping to bring that issue to light in a deeper way by showing the movie Nefarious with them and also having speakers that have experience in transforming laws in other states give their testimony about how North Carolina can improve the laws that are on the books now to fight against human trafficking.
The local government is also getting involved in combating human trafficking. Pitt County hired a full-time detective through a Department of Justice grant to investigate human trafficking cases that occur in the county.
I think until we create a community that is intolerant to trafficking, then of course trafficking is going to take place. But when the community won't tolerate it anymore and gets behind these endeavors, then we will create an atmosphere that doesn't allow for it to happen.